When upon the clouds of heaven Christ shall come to earth again, will the world be glad to see him when our Lord shall come? They'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain.
Upon the clouds of heaven, amen. Christ shall come to earth again.
Amen.
Will the world be glad to see him?
Hallelujah.
When our Lord shall come again. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, tonight I have a topic, the return of the Son.
Ah.
Amen. And we are going to type the botan son.
Amen.
to the spiritual S-O-N, son.
Hallelujah.
And so when I was over there, I said, oh, praise the Lord. When the Lord shall come again,
amen,
the return of the son. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, the Lord needs our hearts on the altar here. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord needs our heart, our thoughts, our mind, everything that is in us. The Lord needs it on the altar.
Amen.
This night.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, the prophet said something. Just be seated a while. The prophet was referring to Easter time in America. He says, during Easter time, millions of dollars are spent to buy what? Flowers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And what do they do with the flowers? They come and put it at the altar. Oh. And the prophet said, if God wants a sacrifice of flowers and worship of flowers, then Cain must be justified. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he built an altar full of what? Flowers. Very beautiful. But the prophet said it is not the flowers that God is looking for. But it is you and I that we need to put ourselves before the altar. Praise God. So tonight, let us put ourselves before the altar.
Amen.
And even as we stand, we will sing this song.
Amen.
Let's stand. I've entered the holies of holies.
Amen.
He's here tonight.
Amen.
He stands in our midst tonight.
He
said, I am the Lord that walks in the midst of my church. He walks in the midst of his children. He's here tonight. Praise the Lord.
I enter the holy
of holies. Begin to give yourself as you sing this song, dedicating yourself and preparing yourself to prayer.
I enter.
Just sing it through your heart. Let the songs come through your heart. And whatever you utter,
Lord, I will
believe what we are saying.
You.
Just believe what we are saying.
I will
that it is true from your heart.
You. Oh, I worship you, Lord, I will.
That it is true from your heart, deep down your heart. As you present yourself to him.
For your name is holy.
Holy.
For your name is holy, God. For your name is holy.
For your name is holy.
For your name is holy.
There is no other name.
For your name.
There is no other name, my brother, my sister.
Who I enter.
I enter the holiest of holies.
Oh, I enter to the blood of the Lamb.
I enter to
worship.
Oh Lord, we are here tonight. We can never worship Mormons and worship you as our God. Lord, we have chosen to worship you, O God. Any other worship, Lord, we say they are in vain. Lord, we are standing in your presence tonight. And from the deep of our hearts, we say we worship you, Lord. Because there is no other name.
For your
that has been given amongst men. Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the privilege, of God. We have the privilege to worship you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We stand before you this evening, oh God, with a broken and contrite heart, Lord. Oh, as a sacrifice, oh God, you said, Lord, you will not despise, oh God. Oh, Father, tonight, oh Lord, let your will be our will, oh God. Let everything, oh God, that be done in your house this evening, oh God, let it be by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My brother, let us pray. Just dedicate yourself to the hands of the Lord tonight. Just say, Lord, I thank you, God, that you have made it possible for me to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, just write deep from your heart. Say, Lord, I love you. Because you first loved me. Father, I thank you for your amazing grace. Oh, the grace that found me. I was lost. But that grace, oh God, was looking for me. Father, I thank you, Lord. Not for anything good that I have done. But Lord, by your grace, oh Lord. Oh, Father, you have called me out from among. Oh, millions that were in sin. Oh, Father, you have chosen me. You've called me out from amongst them, oh God. Oh, as the prophet said, there were great men who all, they were in sin. I was in sin, Lord. I remember where I was, Lord. I remember what I was doing. Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus. All these things are past. Oh, they are behind me, oh God. Oh, because of your grace, Lord. Because of your grace. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. We give you the glory. We honor you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, God, from the deep of our hearts, Lord, for making it another moment of grace for us to be gathered in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, oh Lord, our going outs and our coming into, Lord. We thank you for our children going to school and back. We thank you, Lord, for our brethren that have been to work and back. Father, we thank you for our homes, our wives and sisters, oh God. Father, we bless your name, oh God. The Lord, as you saw today when you created heaven and earth, you saw that everything was good. Father, we thank you that today you have used us, oh Lord, for your purpose for the day. And Father, as the day is getting close, Lord, you've gathered us here, oh, to hear your word, oh God. Father, we pray that Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will be here, oh God, to minister unto us your word, oh God. Father, even bless your word as we read, oh Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn to a very scripture that we have been reading every time, every day. Let's turn to Joel 2:25-26. That's our for our first reading. And then our second reading will be John 11:25-26. Oh. Joel 2:25-26. John 11:25-26. Let's read Joel first and then let's hear the word of God. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillar, and the palm worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. The second reading, John 11, 25, 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, O Lord, we remember when John was whisked into the Spirit of God, into the, your Lord's day, O God. Father, he saw one seated on the throne with a book in his right hand. And Father, there was no one in heaven and even on the earth that was worthy, oh, to take that book and open. But Lord, we thank you, God, that the Lamb that was slain, O God, oh, was worthy to take that book and open it, O Lord, and break the seals thereof, God. Father, tonight we've read your word, Lord. We pray that, O God, the Holy Spirit will be here to break the seals, Lord, and make the word alive, O God, unto us. And that, Lord Jesus, even if anyone is sick amongst us, O God, oh, your word of faith, O Lord, will heal. And even, Father, you lift up every gloomy heart here tonight and fill it with your glory. You, Father, let us live here with a full assurance that of the truth we have met with you. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated? As I said, our topic is the return of the Son, part one. And you know one thing, my desktop back home is XP, and I prepared the notes, and I saved it on my pen drive. We have gone to cafes and other places. Brother George have taken it to his house, all to try to what, to bring out the message. And the message said he won't come. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we will still praise the Lord. I have the sketch here, and so we will still go into it. The devil is not going to stop us. Praise God. So because the song that I was listening to, it just shows the very topic that we are going to talk about, the return of the Son. As we look at it in the natural realm, we bring the whole thing into the spiritual. Amen. Now let's see something here. The scripture teaches that there was nothing like rain after God had created the earth. Do you know that? Yes. Praise God. There was nothing like what? Rain. When God created the heaven and earth. Let's open to Genesis 2, 5 and 6. So there were no rains. So what was happening? How could the botany receive nutrients to grow? So Genesis 2, 5, he said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Praise the Lord. The Lord God has not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. So how was the ground what? Watered. Verse 6, he said, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Amen. See? A mist comes out from the earth and waters. Oh, I've gone to the forest before, early mornings. Oh, there are no rains. Sister Gloria, I think back in the central region, you have forest there. We've been there early mornings. Whilst it has not rained. But you see that all the leaves are what? They are all wet. Yes. Praise the Lord. That was how God was watering what? The botany life. Praise God. So there were no rain. Then what actually caused rain to come upon this earth? What really caused rain to come upon this earth? If we look at it, it all started right from the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. When man disobeyed God's word, when man, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God's word, that was the beginning of it all. And they were sent out from what? From the Garden of Eden. Then we see also that when you read Genesis 6, you see what actually was in those days, what was happening. He said, even men also. You see, men, every imagination of their thought was, of his heart was always what? Evil. And then we see what? The sons of God, or going after what? The daughters of men. These were all things that were provoking God. Till God, it repented him that he created even man on earth. So he decided to do what? To destroy the earth with rain. Praise God. And so before, if there were no rains, that means there was no snow. Praise the God. If there were no rains, that means there was no snow. Hallelujah. And we know that it is snow that brings about what? Winter. Snow brings along with what? Winter. So if there were no snow, that means there were no winter. Hallelujah. Praise God. No rain, no snow, no winter. Oh, that's why God, after he had created, finished creation, he said he looked back at his own creation and they were very good. Amen. Everything was perfect. And so there was nothing like what winter, because we are going to talk about spiritual winter. And so God, at Noah, told Noah that Noah, there is going to rain. And we know that Noah was moved with fear, because I will be coming on that. So take notice of that. He said, Noah, having not seen something that have not been seen yet, but because God has spoken, he said he was moved with fear to prepare an ark to save, to the saving of his home. Amen. See? He was moved with fear. Let's leave that. We will come on that. Praise God. And so there was no rain, there was no snow, there was no winter. So now, let's look at how. I want to ask a question. How many love winter season? How many love? Oh, you love one winter? Ah, God bless you. Brother Paul says he likes winter. That's good. Okay, we all know that winter season brings along with him. And when it comes, what happens? Botany life is killed. All the green grass is covered with what? White snow. Frozen. Winter comes and kills botany life. Praise God. Then, when you look at it, something happens. Then along the line, you see that the snow starts to do what? To melt. Snow starts to melt. What causes that? It is what? Summer coming back, that means the return of what? Of the sun. S-U-N. Amen. So, winter time, we don't see the sunshine so much. We see the light, but we don't see the heat of the sun. But when the sun comes, the return of the sun, then what happens? It melts that cold. That cold over what? Botany life. To bring back what? Botany life again. Praise God. Before, all those when they are covered, you see that nothing, even the birds, you don't hear them. When winter is coming, the birds do what? They can sense that something is coming. And so either they fly away to a safer or a warmer place, or they have places where they go and hide. Amen. And so, let's look at even animals. Oh, excuse me, my brother, my sister. That even when they see that, they can sense, as the prophet said, animal instinct. They can even, they have that instinct that there is coming a weather, there is coming a condition that will affect their lives. So they begin to look for what? A safer place or a warmer place. Back in Italy, where our house is, there is a very strong wall. And you know, these pigeons, when winter is coming, you don't see the pigeons again. They have holes right into the wall. And they go and hide the whole of what? Winter season, they are hidden there. Animal instinct. Even knowing that there is coming a condition that can what? That can destroy them. Then what about we? Oh, that have been created in the image of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. That we see all these events that are coming. We see the things that show that this is what? A sign that death follows it. And yet, we don't have the instinct to run away from that death. Oh, brother, my sister, think about this. Birds, they have what? The instinct to find a safer place. Then man sees that this is wrong. This is something that is coming. This is something that can destroy my life. Still, man will not what? Man will wait. Or man will even put his head right into it. So just like what I was talking about Noah, birds, also, they are moved with fear. Oh, praise the Lord. To prepare themselves against an oncoming event, that is what? That is not satisfactory to them. My brother, my sister, what preparation have we made? Have we prepared? Have we been moved by fear? As we see the things that are going on this world. Praise the Lord. Now we come back to the sun and the earth again. The thing is, it is not the sun actually that returns. Praise God. Our topic is the return of the sun. But the thing is, it is the earth that needs to position itself in a way to receive what? The sunshine. So let's say the sun is here. For the sun, it is there all the time. It doesn't move. It doesn't slumber. It doesn't sleep. It is always shining. Oh, look at it in the spiritual, my brother, my sister. Amen. When I say S-U-N, the sun, look at it, what? S-O-N. Amen. He changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. That is the S-O-N. That is the S-U-N. And so it takes what? The S. It is the air that goes round like this. Praise God. Rotates on its own axis and then revolves on its orbit round the sun. Praise God. And so you and I, we are the earth. And so the sun is there. It led for the earth to position itself to receive what? The sunshine. Amen. But when the part of the earth that goes away from the S-U-N, it enters into winter condition. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I think you all done geography. Yes, sir. Amen. You see, the part of the earth that will show to the sun, that's what? Summer. And then the places, the other side, that is what? Out from the sun, it is what? Winter, cold season. Praise the Lord. And so, my brother, do you understand it? Amen. That when you go away from the S-O-N, you enter into what? A winter condition. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go away from the S-O-N shine, the light from the S-O-N, you put yourself into what? A winter condition. Frozen, cold, starchy. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen. Wonderful.
Just like what? The prodigal son. You see?
Amen.
Oh, the prodigal son, when he was with the father, there's the sunshine. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything was perfect. But one day, you know the story already. Oh, he took all that his portion of his father's property. Started to go. He was wondering what? He was going away. Away from what? This S-O-N. His father.
Amen.
Praise God. He went away from his father. And what happened there? The winter, spiritual winter, struck him over there.
Amen.
Praise God. Spiritual winter struck him over there. And you knew the condition he was in. Eating with what? Pigs. Oh, pig food. Mm. So you see, my brother, how spiritually when you go away from the Father, your condition. You see that, though you maybe spiritually you see that everything is fine, it's going on well for you. But spiritually, my brother, you are cold, frozen cold. Amen. So, we are supposed to position ourselves in a way that we receive always the S-O-N light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You go to place yourself. Mm. When you take a seed and you put it on a table in your sitting room and decorate what? The sitting room very beautiful. Mm? Everything is in the sitting room. The seed is there. Then you can focus all the man-made lights upon the seed. Praise the Lord. Focus all the man-made light upon the seed. Will the seed germinate? Will the seed germinate? Praise the Lord. That is why I'm talking about positioning yourself. See, so the place where even you are worshiping and what you are listening to, that's positioning yourself. What you hear, my brother. What you see, my brother. Whatever you do is what you are positioning yourself. No amount of what? Man-made light that will fall upon that seed in that bedroom. Life can never come out. But there is a life in there. But that life in there can never what? Break forth to bear what? Fruits. Praise God. So if you go away from the Father, from the sunshine, my brother, my sister, how can you bear fruits? It is just like you are in a beautiful place. Just like that seed. Amen. We must thank God that the return of the sun in this our age, God has returned back to his, the midst of his children with a message of life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There is no other place you can receive this message. Oh, there are very big mansions that they call church, well decorated. Oh, hallelujah. That's not like our place here. Huh? Have you entered into one of those big churches before? I've entered into a Vatican, St. Peter's Cathedral. Oh, yes, sir. A great place. Praise Lord. But what kind of light is being thrown upon the people? Praise the Lord. What kind of light? See, yeah, they are throwing light upon them. Throwing light upon them. But there is no other light as long as it is not the light, the rays, the sunshine from the S-O-N. My brother, my sister, how can they bear fruits? How can they bear fruits to the glory of God? Go to all these Pentecostal churches. I tell you the way how they've made their churches. But there is no light there. So they come out the same. They and the world, there is no difference. No fruit being bare. Oh, praise the Lord. You need what? To be in the presence of what? Raise the light from the S-O-N. Amen. You know, this the woman, I'm just, as I said, the actual notes, so I'm just bringing in the points that I jotted. Praise God. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit is bringing the whole thing out. Hallelujah. Look at this woman. The woman at the well. The woman at the well, just like this seed I was talking about. Every seed has a life in. Every seed has life. But it has to take what? The S-O-N sun. S-O-N light. To bring out what? The life that is, it has to force out the life that is in the seed. And so the prophet said, this woman was carrying the seed word. She was carrying the seed word. Because this woman knew that there was coming a Messiah. And when that Messiah comes, she will what? The Messiah will be doing some things. Praise the Lord. He can discern the hearts of men. He can tell you your future. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. He will bring the word in all purity. Oh, praise the Lord. So, this seed word was in this woman. My brother, Everyone has, because as long as you have been created, there is a seed life there. And that seed life needs the kind of light to what? To bring the real life within. Amen. It will depend upon what? The light that will shine upon that seed. That's why the other day we were talking about the little children. That my brother and my sisters, the language at home. Watch carefully where they play. And the toys that you give to them. And the literatures that they read and watch. They are all spirits. Amen. Praise the Lord. They are all spirits. If your child will be watching, what they call it? Dangang, what do you call it? Dangnangam. Or what? That man is said he danced like, Dangangstan. Praise the Lord. Last time, Julia opened, said, "Dad, come and see something. YouTube for me." And, see, the child is sleeping. But when he, they showed it. When they tune in, what do you call it? Dangam style. When they tune in, the child just woke up in the court, and he was just, hey! Oh, praise the Lord. That's what he has been hearing all the time. So it has become a spirit in him. Please watch Joshua for me. Amen. Don't let him be listening and watching Michael Jackson. He will grow up to be my Jackson also. Praise God. Amen. So watch the literatures that even the children. You see, it is the kind of son you are placing upon the child for the seed word to grow and bear what fruits. Praise God. The kind of light. Watch it, my brother. Watch it, my sister. And so that the seed life was in this woman. And that seed life was what? Was expecting a Messiah. Oh, praise God. So one day when you know the story, she went to that well and saw a man seated there. The prophet said, regardless of how the man looked, all that the woman was looking at was how she had something that clicked on that seed word. Oh, praise the Lord. See, the prophet described how Jesus have traveled barefoot, maybe a long way. The foot was covered with what? Dust and everything, so tired and wretched and seated on that, alone on that Jacob's well. The prophet said, regardless of how the man looked. But many a time we look at what? Personality. Amen. We look at the person. Right. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We look whether he has attained, he has gone to Bible school and have DDD and all those of qualifications. That's what the Pentecostals are looking for. If you are not a graduate, you can never be what? A minister. You see? They are looking at what? Looking at men. This woman was not looking at who the man was. But when the conversation went on and Jesus told her, that look, this water, when you drink it, you taste again. But I have a water, and when I give it to you, you will never taste again. You never come here to draw again. He said, give me that water. Praise the Lord. Give me that water so that I come no more here to draw. He said, go and bring your husband. He said, I don't have it. He said, you've spoken well. But you know, you have stayed with Mike, you have stayed with Wilmore, you've stayed with David, you've stayed with Vlad. And then he mentioned all of them. Praise God. He said, Sir, I perceive you are a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Her secrets were all opened. And what he knew, that when the Messiah comes, he will be doing all these things. Said, I perceive you are a prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. Because when that Christ, when he comes, oh, praise the Lord, the return of the Son, when he comes, he will be doing all these things. So I perceive you are a prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. See, she positioned herself rightly. She didn't look at how the personality of the person. Even before, you could see the beginning of the conversation. There is a Jew, here is a Samaritan. The difference. But she wasn't looking at that. She was listening closely to what? The conversation. My brethren, my brother, my sister, when we come to the presence of the Lord, let's take everything that the Lord has for us. When you take your message book, read and take everything that is in there. Take your Bible, read everything that you can read, and keep them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So positioning ourselves is very important, my brother. We need to position ourselves that all the time we receive. Because for the Son, it changes not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. It is shining every day. Even in the night, it is shining. In the rains, it is shining. All times is shining. Oh, hallelujah. He said, we are serving a God who slumbers not.
Amen.
He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Thank you.
The Lord is our keeper.
Amen.
He is our shade upon our right hand.
Amen.
The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. He is the same, they said. He is the same, he changeth not. Though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you will fear no evil because he is or thou with you all the time. Amen. So the sun is shining every day. What is needed is to position ourselves. Tonight you have positioned yourself to hear what? The word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You've positioned yourself to hear the word of God. That is what is needed as we go through this what? This journey. Amen. Now let's hear what the prophet said here in the message book, Super Sign in Shreveport, which was preached in 1963. He said, the solar sun up there, S-U-N, has control of all botany life. When a seed is lying there and that sun strikes it, it will come to life.
Hallelujah.
Then the prophet said, yes, sir.
Amen.
So that seed that was in that sitting room, my brother, when you place, you will position it at the right place. Oh, praise God. That same seed that will not do anything. That same seed, when you position it, you place it at the right place, my brother, my sister. And then the S-O-S-U-N shine upon it. It breaks, it brings out the life that is in it to bear fruits.
Amen.
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 So the prophet said, the S-U-N, the solar sun, has control of all botany life. When the seed is lying there and that sun strikes it, it will come to life. Said, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, the S-O-N of God, as the Son of God, is the controller of all eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. S-U-N is the natural for botany life. But S-O-N is what? The spiritual for eternal life.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And if you've got a seed of life in you, brother, when the S-O-N strikes there, it shows you what he is. It comes to life.
Amen.
He said, there is no way of keeping it from it. See? So the S-U-N for botany life, the S-O-N for this eternal life. My brother, my sister, so that is why it is always right to be a place where positioning yourself always in the way to hear from God.
Hallelujah.
Positioning yourself to what? To work for God. Positioning yourself to what? To serve the Lord. The positioning, my brother, is the most important thing. But see, we find it many a time being difficult to come to the house of God to position ourselves.
Yes.
My brother, watch these things. Amen. These are words of life. The more you receive from the S-O-N shine, the more you get ripened.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because when you go away from it, the next thing is what? You are frozen. Cold, frozen. People will come here, right here, but still they have not positioned themselves. Praise God. People will come to the house of God and still have not positioned themselves. Where it is? Here. Here. Praise the Lord. When he's here, his mind, his thoughts, and everything are somewhere. You've not positioned yourself, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Let's watch these things. Because when the S-O-N shine, you receive them, it breaks off all what? You know, when the seed, the life is coming out of the seed, it opens, it breaks off what? The coat or the chaff and everything, the coat, everything, it takes them off. Do you know that? It breaks the seed when the life is coming out. Do you know that?
Amen.
Oh, I don't hear amen. Now, there are no farmers here.
Amen.
There are no farmers here. See? It breaks. And then the life begins to come out. So when you receive the Son also, it breaks you. It breaks you. It opens up so that the life, the true life, will come out bearing the fruits of what? After its kind. What God created. If he created you as what? As an orange. You bring up what? Oranges.
Amen.
In many folds. If he created you to be what? A mango. When you receive the S-O-N shine, it breaks you up. And the life shoots up, bearing the fruits of what? Mangoes. To fulfill what God said.
Amen.
Said, let every fruit-yielding seed bring forth fruits after his kind.
Amen.
Fulfilling the word of God. You need to bring off what God has said about you. Those fruits must show. Amen.
Amen.
And it is all needed. We go to what? Position ourselves. Because the seed word inside here, if it doesn't receive the S-O-N shine, it's just like a frozen. Let us what? Even if we have gone, we have been like the prodigal son. We've gone away from what? Our father. Let us come back. Wherever your mind, your thoughts have been, Bring it back. Amen. If your mind and your thoughts are not with you, my brother, my sister, in the presence of God, it has gone on somewhere else. It's on a mission to Damascus. Praise the Lord. You understand it? When your thoughts, your desires, and everything is not right focused in the presence of God, what is happening? It's gone on a mission. A mission to Damascus. And all missions to Damascus were what? Were against God. You know that? Mission to Damascus. That's where your mind is gone. That's where your thoughts are gone. They are all for destruction. Let your mind be arrested, positioned to receive the S-O-N shine. Amen. In this way, it will break you up. It will break you up. And the life out of it will begin to show. And bearing the fruits of what God has said that you are. This is the first part of the return of the Son. The second part will be about the church. I don't want to spend everything tonight so that we have time to pray. Praise the Lord. So we have come to the end of the first part of the return of the Son. And we need, my brother, my sister, this moment never to go away from the S-O-N shine. Amen. My brother, come up here as we just prepare ourselves. Come and give us one song. We sing and prepare ourselves to pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many love the Lord? Amen. Will you from today be positioning yourself to receive the S-O-N? Amen. Wherever you go, my brother, my sister, not only in the house of God, but at your working place, even walking in the streets, in your home, everywhere. Just be sure that your mind has not left you, that it is somewhere else, but it is right with you in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Your thoughts and your minds. My brother, whatever go in here, oh, your brother may not know, your pastor may not know, but there is someone who knows what is going on here. Don't allow it to go away from you. Arrest it. Bring it before the S-O-N shine.
It's coming soon.
Amen.
Amen. He is coming soon. Thank you.
In these the closing days
of time,
what joy the glorious hope affords, that so no wondrous truths we shall reign, Lord of lords and King of all. Oh, hallelujah, is coming. Soon is coming. His soon with joy. We welcome his returning. It
painted on the stars.
Coming soon with joy, we welcome his returning.
Amen.
Oh, are you sure we are with joy waiting for his coming? It's true. He said it will be what? A great and a dreadful day.
Amen.
Well, maybe it will be great for some people.
Amen.
And it will be dreadful for others.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Great and dreadful. To be great for what? The children of God. And to be what? Dreadful for those who refuse to do what? To position themselves. For them to be ripened. Because when the farmer goes to the farm to harvest, he looks at what? Those fruits that are ripened. And pluck them and send them home.
Hallelujah.
And it always takes what? The S-O-N sunshine. So the Lord also is coming for what? A ripened.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to gather them home. Praise the Lord. He's coming soon. Oh, give it to me. I didn't finish reading it. The chorus. The chorus. He's coming soon. He's coming. With joy we welcome his returning. He said it could be in the morning, or it may be in the night, or it could be in the afternoon. Hallelujah. We know whether it is the morning, night, noon, one thing we know, he's coming soon.
Hallelujah.
Because everything shows it. Praise the Lord. We have prayer requests here as we prepare ourselves to pray. The first request is from our precious brother George. He said, he's lost his keys. And he's asking for the prayer, for prayer that the keys may be restored to him. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you believe that it will be restored?
Hallelujah. Amen.
He came to restore.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That is the message we've heard. He came to restore. Praise God. Amen. Lazarus, amen. He was dead. He came to restore life unto him. The return of Jesus Christ back to Martha's and Mary's home. The return of the S-O-N. It brings life.
Amen.
Resurrection said, I am the resurrection and the life. So he restored life back to that house. Oh, praise the Lord. And so our brother has lost the key. One time when William Branham, our prophet, he was in a meeting. There was a report that the brother's car had been stolen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. And they prayed. And a vision broke.
Amen.
The car had been parked somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. The brother got back his car. It was restored to him. We are serving that same living God.
Amen.
Lord, we present this request before you.
Amen.
Our brother's key is lost. But we know that it will be restored.
Amen.
It will come back. Someone will see it. And Lord, you will make that person to place that key somewhere where our brother will receive the key back.
Amen.
Amen. How many believe it?
Amen.
Then our second request is from our precious brother Wilmore. He said, I will be meeting with my employer to discuss my work contract next week. May the saints remember me in prayer for this meeting as I have a few things to request from him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We know that the scripture tells us something here. It said, even when you are brought before the magistrates, you are brought before the powers that could be. He said, even before you open your mouth, the Holy Spirit will even speak for you. Oh, praise the Lord. We are going to remember our precious brother also in prayer. That the meeting with his employers,
amen,
to discuss about his contract, oh, it will not be him. It is the Holy Spirit that knows what is good for us. Oh, that will break forth. That he will find favor in the sight of whoever will be the panel. And that whatever he desires, oh, he will place it before them. And they will have no answer. He said, I will give you a mouth. That when you speak, the people cannot have any gainsay. They cannot challenge it. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the word of God. So tonight, we have this request. But before we pray over it, let us just thank the Lord for his word that he has given to us in the first place. I bless your name.
Amen.
Let's thank the Lord. Let's say, Lord, we thank you. Let's sing that song. And as we thank the Lord for the message he has given to us, just only one verse. Let's only.
With bleeding stripes.
As we prepare ourselves to pray.
And in the pain.
Remember Paul and Silas. their situation where they were, but they did something.
I bless your name, I bless.
They worship the Lord. In that condition, they praise the Lord.
I give you all.
They praise his name. They gave him the honor. And every chain were broken.
You are the Lord, the truth and the way. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless
you. Oh, just say, Lord, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Just say, Lord, I bless your name. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word tonight. Father, I worship you. I bless you, Lord. That, Father, anytime we position ourselves before you, oh, you open your sunshine upon us. Father, we thank you, oh, God, for the light that you have given to us tonight. Oh, the sunshine we have received tonight. Oh, Lord, we say thank you, oh
God.
Father, we thank you that you are ripe. We are ripening, oh God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, that the sun rays upon us. The S-O-N shine upon us, oh God. Oh, it's bringing out the life. Oh, that you spoke about, that who we will be, oh Lord. Father, we thank you that tonight, oh, even that sunshine has broken us up, oh God. And that the life is coming out, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Something has been said, oh God. That, Lord Jesus, I can carry, oh God. Oh, along in my life, oh Lord. Father, I thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you have exalted me, oh God. You have admonished me, oh Lord. Oh, to place myself, oh God, every time, everywhere, Lord Jesus, to receive your sunshine, oh God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the sunshine. Oh, that is breaking forth, even in the night, in the evening, in the rains, everywhere. Oh, that sunshine is upon your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. We thank you that, Lord, you never change. We thank you that your sunshine, oh, it is always available. It is always present. It is always there, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your sunshine, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Oh, we thank you for the seed word that you have placed in us, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we were frozen somewhere. We were cold somewhere. We were hidden somewhere. Oh, because of sin, we were hidden, Lord. We were frozen cold by the spiritual winter. But, Lord, because of your grace, oh, you brought the sunshine upon us. You brought. Oh, that you met every wintry condition. Oh, every frozen, icy, oh, snow, Lord. You melted everything now, God. Father, we thank you, the Lord. Oh, you've taken away the cold, oh Lord. You've taken away all the snow upon us. Oh, we were in that frozen condition. But, Lord. Oh, your sunshine has broken forth. The return of the sun, oh, has made us what we are today. Oh, what the winter condition killed. Oh, the return of the sunshine, oh, has brought us back to life again. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Without compromise, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus, we know that it is not easy, oh God, because the devil will fight and do everything, oh God, he can, oh, to take him out from the way, oh Lord. But Father, we believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ the Lord, you are more than able. Strengthen him, O God. Let him stand, O Lord Jesus, O God, and stand upon his feet, O Lord Jesus, and do the right thing, O God, before you. We ask it, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brother George, come and close it in prayer.
Savior, spiritually, we don't realize the value of this time that we've had in your presence, O God.
Amen.
Father, it's so valuable, Lord, that, Father, even if we were to work for a year, getting the highest pay in the country, Lord, we'd never be able to buy just these few hours we've had in your presence.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Father.
Lord,
what
Jesus.
Great value it is, Lord, Father. Lord, that, Lord, you don't equate things to finances, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
for the things that money can't buy, Father, you, Lord Savior, step in and Lord, Father,
oh,
give
thank you, Lord
you
Jesus.
Give unto your children, Father, rest when the world cannot buy rest.
Thank
you give
you,
unto
Lord
your
Jesus.
Beloved, Lord, Father, healing, Lord, when the world cannot. Lord, you give unto your beloved
oh,
peace
Lord,
when the world cannot offer us those things. Father, we are so earthly bound at times
oh,
that, Lord, Father, we compare,
you, Lord,
Father, with worldly things, O God. Father, we, Lord God, see one spirituality by what car, by what phone,
oh,
by what job, by what money, when Lord, Father, oh God, we see and we remember our brother James. Father, he was known for his camel knees. Father, for he was one who was oft in prayer to thee, oh God. Lord, we want to, Lord Savior, tonight be recognized as people who are often in fellowship with thee, people who are often
thank
speaking
you,
with thee, oh God. Father, we don't want when we come before thee, Father, you say, oh, who is that? Father, because you've not heard our voices for so long. Lord, we just desire that, Lord, Father, even when we leave here, Father, tonight before we sleep, we would commune with thee, O God.
Thank
we
you,
would, Lord Savior, Father, converse with thee, Father, yes. O God, as father and child. Lord, until, Lord Savior, we'd get to know thee in such a way, Father.
Oh, yes,
God,
yes.
That we'd be waiting your return, Father, as
amen.
Our brothers minister today. Father, thine returning, O God, Father, Lord God, would we be happy on that day when you
thank
would come?
You,
Father, we are, Lord God, more than willing and more than waiting for your return, O God.
Amen.
Father, we look to thee, Lord, even upon this time, knowing indeed, Lord, that we can never prepare to that expectation, O God. But Lord, if we continue to come in this way, Father, Lord, and your word continues to build stone upon stone, brick upon brick,
yes,
Lord, amen. Even amidst our lives, Father, when you would come, Father, you would not catch us unawares. Father, when you would come, Father, as your word says, as a thief in the night, Father, we would be ready and waiting,
amen.
O God. Father, our lamps would be trimmed, our lamps would be filled with enough
amen.
Oil, sufficient, Father, O God, to take us out of this place. And even as we sang tonight, Lord, Father, those death, the dead who neath us lie in Christ, Father, we desire, Father, O God, when they start appearing, O God, Lord, to be in a condition where we'd be able to see them, O God.
Yes,
we ask your grace. Bless our brothers ministered unto us tonight, knowing indeed, Lord, Father, the
thank
brother,
you,
Lord, has laid himself aside and has put, Lord, Father, so much labor into this. And we are grateful, Father.
Thank
and
you,
we, Lord,
Jesus.
Father, commit all things before thee. Lord, many other seats that are empty tonight. You know them by name, Father. You know
yes,
where
Lord.
They'd be tonight. You know what the situation would
yes,
be.
Lord.
Father, we don't believe all are at work or all are in desperation. Father, we believe some, Lord, are in, Lord, Father, tough positions where they couldn't come.
Yes.
But, Lord, we know that many, Father, could have come tonight. But, Lord, Father, as our brother has preached tonight, Lord, we've become winter Christians, Lord. Father, we Christians who don't want to come out when it's cold. We Christians who desire, Father, oh God, only to come once a week. Give us grace, Father, as we would come on these days, that we'd intercede even upon our brothers and sisters' behalf.
Amen.
That, Lord, one day our Wednesday services would be like Sunday.
Amen.
Lord, one day our Friday services will be like Sunday.
Amen.
Father, the doors and the place would be so packed we'd have nowhere to sit, Lord. Father, we believe you can do that, Lord. But Father, if you wouldn't, Lord, we just continue, knowing indeed, Lord, that there are more with us than here with than here with us, O God. We pray your grace with us now. Keep us now. Remembering Brother Wilmore, his need. Father, you know his workplace. You know his boss. You know the things that he would go through. You know the exact, Father, need that he'd have. We don't know the exact situation. But Father, we are glad we know you who knows the situation.
Amen.
We commit him before thee, O God. You undertake, Lord God, that our brother may come back with a testimony to glorify your name, Father.
Yes,
that we who were here tonight that prayed for that Lord Savior request, we may give glory to say our God is an awesome God.
Yes.
Father, we commit all the needs, the pastor, Father, the services over the weekend, and all, Father, the Lord Savior expecting sisters, Lord. You provide as we have need, Lord Father. And oh God, that key that I've lost, my house keys, Lord Father, it's so good to know that you know exactly where they are, Father.
Yes,
Lord, but all we need to do is rise up, Father, to that position where we can hear your voice saying they are right
thank
there,
you,
oh God.
Lord,
we just ask, oh God, that Father, you would place them in a place that we would bump into
Amen.
Them, oh God. We pray your grace now. You be with us, oh God, that we too may come back and glorify thee, Lord Father. Lord Father, we look unto thee now. Part with us as we part, and help us that we return back on Friday, and we return back on Sunday with great expectation. We commit all things unto thee. Be with us now, hear us now, we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Glory to bless you, brother.
Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul and guides my path in righteousness for his name's sake. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my head. And loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. And loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.